Cheers.
How was it this morning? What did you learn with, what did you learn this morning? I mean, I know it was like the pairing up, so how did that work? Okay. All right, let's start the next sugya. So, the person who was in the Mishnah, So, Gemara Lechatchila thinks that it's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Nikshim Eilov. Kosher Adam is Chayev. So the Gemara asks, which we're now saying is talking about Nikshim Eilov. So there is a Chiyuv Chatzinezer. Who has that Chiyuv Chatzinezer? Ilei Mabala Dlil Zechidomi Ida Atznei Onosu. So he shouldn't be Chayiv at all. V'ilei Atznei Peshel. So he should be Chayiv Nezik Shalom. It's his bar. Says Rashi. Nikshim Eilov Masnisim Man Chayiv L'Shalom Chatzinezer. It's enough that he left it in a place where the Tarnagel could get to it. I don't know what that means exactly. Tosis says he just left it out where the Tarnagel could get to it. Ella, the Asni Bevesiv, it's here Tarnagel, Bevesiv, the Chayiv Bala Tarnagel. So anyway, the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. The Balad Lil, there's no way that he's going to come out with Chatzinezik. Either he's bought to the Gemara, or he's Chayav Nezik Shalom. Balad Zbor, there's no Chatzinezik has no place. El Chayav Balad Tanigal must be that it's the Balad Tanigal is Chayav Chatzinezik. So Ma'ish the Kula Nezik the Loidich Siv Kiyif Tach Ishbar Loi Shorbar. So Chatzinezik Nami Ishbar Loi Shorbar. Why should the Tanigal be Chayav for making a Takola? There's a din of Ishbar Loi Shorbar. A Shor is not Chayav for making a bar. And neither is the Tanagel. So why would the Tanagel be Chayiv Chatzinezik? Why would the Bala Tanagel be Chayiv Chatzinezik? Ela Masnisim v'da'adi yaduyeh. The Mishnah must be talking about where the Tanagel, not the Tanagel schlepped it and somebody tripped over it, but the Tanagel threw it. And it was Mazik b'derech koichoy of the Tanagel. Hashtu sechiv tzeres. So the Bala Tanagel is Chayiv Chatzinezik tzeres. V'chi itmer d'rafuna b'alma itmer. And Rafuna is not going on the Mishnah at all. Saying a statement by itself, Lil Hefker, Amr Avuna, Nikshim Eilov Potter, Kosher Adam Chayev. Mishimai Chayev, Amr Avuna, Bamanoich, Mishim Boyer, Miskalgo, Beragli, Adam, Beragli, Behem. Let's finish the Rashi, then we'll talk it out. Ishbar, Vle Shorbar, Kiecher Ishbar, Mechman, Vle Kiecher Shorbar, Vahait Lil Tarnagel Karo. Ela Masnissim, Le Masukma Ela, Bad Adi Adi, Shizara Katarnagel, Had Lil Beshibar, Bezi Kosher Kalem, Habit Soros. The Afil Kosher Adam Nami, Le Mishalem, Ela Chatzinezik, Bala Tarnagel, La Kosher Potter. As she says, now that we're saying it's only about the case of Adi Aduye, so even Kosher Odom, the Balad Lil, is still going to be Potter. Shali Niskal Odom Beboroi. Because now you're saying that it wasn't the case of Bor at all. Nobody tripped over this Lil. The Grand Hartigal threw it at somebody's head. So that's not a Chiyuv of Bor. It's a Chiyuv of Tzeres, not a Chiyuv of Bor. So it doesn't matter how the Lil got there. And therefore, V'rafun Lai Masukma Masnissin Elo Bealma Itmar Bahochi Itmar Lil Hefka. Nikshim Elov. Tanagel v'niskul v'yodam pot the man l'chayev dlil lesli b'aylam v'ala tanagel nami yishbor merchman of leishobor kol shodnu chayev akayishu dekanye b'agbo v'yesh l'hayit l'lil b'aylam kol shodnu reis chayev because then he was koined b'agbo it's a little of hefker, he was koined b'agbo also interesting Rashi mishumayim chayev Okay, right. We'll talk everything out afterwards, but let's just read the Rashi's too, just to be easy. Mishumai Mechayev. I should read it again more carefully later. Mishumai Mechayev, the high labor ma'aliyu, sherei lehizik b'mokim shekoshu shom, shatana gulgaro l'mokim acher. So what's the gedra achil over here? It's bar, but it's not where he was kair the bar. Because there's a din of bar hamiskalim, it's in the perikama, but it's out of shava from bar and shor. It's not where he was kair the bar, but that was now with the matzah from shor and bar, that even if the bar was miskalim, it's a different place, there's still a chiyuv of a bar. So what do we have over here? Let's just sum up what we have. We have a member of Ksar, we have a member of Avuna. Avuna said that kosher yodom is nikshim elov is potter, kosher yodom, loishonu elosh nikshim elov, but kosher yodom is chai. The Gemara in the Havamina thinks that Avuna is addressing the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about nikshim elov. That's why it's a chiyuv chatzin ezek. Kosher yodom will be a chiyuv nezek shalom. That's the way the Gemara initially understands it. So first then the Gemara addresses the Mishnah. Says, well, what's exactly the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says there's a chiyuv chatzin ezek. What's the nature of that case? It can't be a case where it was derech takola. Somebody tripped over the dlil. Because how would chatzin ezek come up over there? Manoshach. How does a chiyuv nezek shalom? It's a bor. A bor is either nezek shalom or it's potter lagan. The balad lil. He's never going to be chatzin ezek manoshach. If he was atznei, he's potter lagamri. If he was loy atznei, so then he made a bor. So it's chayav nezek shalom. The balad tarnagel. Altogether, should be potter. Ishvar v'loy shabar. So the Mishnah can't be talking about a case of niskal. Niskal, you're never going to come out with chatzin ezek by a case of niskal. Akochach, the Mishnah must be talking about a case of Adye Aduya. The Tanigal threw the dlil. Okay. So the Tanigal threw the dlil. That's why the Tanigal is Chayev. While the Tanigal is Chayev Chatzin Nezek. That's two servers. Says the Gemara. Oh, so now Rav Huna can't be going on the Mishnah. So this transition, this needs explaining. Why can't Rav Huna still be going on the Mishnah? Somehow, because we established that the Mishnah is talking about Adi Aduye and not talking about Derech Takola, because of that, the Gemara feels now we have to change the Pshat in Rav Huna. Rav Huna is not going on the Mishnah. Rav Huna's statement by itself, he's talking about a different case, Derech Takola. There was nobody threw this still at all, it was just the Derech Takola. So it's not so clear. Why can't we still be saying that Rav Huna is going on the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about Adi Aduye. And the Bala Tarnagel is Chayev Chatzin as it true. But the Rav Huna is just saying that the Mishnah implies that the Balad Lil is not Chayev at all. That's only it was Nikshur Me'elov, and it was Atzne. But in the case it was Kosher Adam, so maybe the Balad Lil is also Chayev. So why do we have to change Pshat in the Mishnah? Why do we have to change Pshat in Rav Huna? It's the Pshat in the Chesed of the Gemara. The way Gemara makes the Chesed, Gemara starts off and thinks Rav Huna is going on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah pivots, the Gemara pivots and says, well, the Mishnah can't be talking about Derech Takola, because it's never going to be Chatzin Ezek if it was Derech Takola. It's just binary, either it's Nezek Sholem or it's Potel Gamet. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah must be talking about Adi Aduya. And the Gemara pivots back and says, oh, so then Rav Huna is not going on the Mishnah. Why not? Why can't Rav Huna still be going on the Mishnah? So here's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that once the case of the Mishnah is Adi Aduya, so Adi Aduya, says Rashi, is not a bar. Rashi is like Niskal Odom V'Bayra. Bar means that there was a bar lying on the street and somebody tripped over it. That Lezeno Karim Bar. But if somebody takes a dlil and throws it at somebody's head, that's not a bar. If I left a dlil in the... That's not bar. That's Karchay. So Memela, there's no reason to Mimachayiv the Bala Dlil. That's Rashi is like Niskal Odom V'Bayra. Maybe the Bala Dlil did make a bar. By leaving his dlil around, maybe he did make a bar. But Baruch Hashem, nobody tripped over his bar. Some tarnagel went and threw it at somebody. That's nothing to do with bar. So Meile Rav Huna, that's how Rashi learns, Rav Huna can't be talking about the Mishnah. Must be Rav Huna is a statement by itself. Rav Huna is talking about a case of takola, where somebody tripped over the dlil. If somebody tripped over the dlil, then the Bala Tarnagel is certainly potter, because Ishbar v'loy Sharbar. But the Bala Dlil is chayiv. So Rav Huna says, that depends. If it was Niksha Me'elov, we would have to add L'chayr, Niksha Me'elov, and it was Atznei, so the Balad Lil didn't really make this bar. Who made the bar? The Tarnagel. Ishbar V'lo Yishabar. So then nobody's chayv. But if it was Kosher Adam, if somebody tied the Dlil to the Tarnagels, leg, somebody tied the dil, or in Rashi, somebody tied the dil to the Tanigal's leg, then he's chayiv alst bar. Rashi adds also that he was, we'll come back to this later, Rashi says that, it's that the cases that he was, that the reason why he's chayiv, the person who tied it, it's a dil of hefker, Gemara says. The reason why he's chayiv is because he was kainid by picking it up and tying it to the Tanigal. I just got to ask, we'll talk about that later, but why do you have to say that he was kainit, even if he wasn't kainit? But he was kairi a bar. Even a bar of hefker, a person digs a bar of shisrabim, we ask him that he's chayim anyway. The kriya is mechayim, even if it doesn't belong to him. So if you take a little of hefker, even if you're not kainit, and you put it b'shisrabim, you tie it around the tanagel, so the chayra, that's called, you were kairi a bar. What does it matter that you were, what if to come out to the fact that he was kainit? Right, that's a nida by itself, plus the pshat and the rash. But I want that. We'll address that later. First, let's just address the prashat, the cheshbon of the gemara. So again, nacham, the way Rashi learns the sugya, the gemara thought that we're talking about that Rav Huna said a statement about kashi adam nikshmeilov. It's a bar kind of a distinction. The gemara thinks it's going on the Mishnah. The gemara says the Mishnah. If it's a din of bar, so why is it chatzin ezek? Either you chayav nezek shalom or it's potel lagan. There's no chatzin nezek by bar. So says the Gemara. No, it must be a case of adi adui. It must be a case of tzaris. No, if it's a case of tzaris, then it's not a case of bar. Lo niskol adam bebar. So a tanigal throws something at somebody. That's not a bar. If it's not a bar, then Rav Huna can't be talking about it because Rav Huna is telling me dinim in bar. Kashri adam nikshmeilav. Those are dinay bar. Must be the Mishnah has nothing to do with bar. You have a tanigal threw a dilul at somebody's head. The baladul is potel lagan because like niskol adam bebar. It doesn't matter. It was kashri adam nikshmeilav. What does it make a difference? But Baruch Hashem, this bar didn't do any damage. Tanigal did damage by being masik b'koychei. No, that's tzaris, and that's the Mishnah. Nothing to do with Rav Huna. Then Rav Huna saw him in a case, takat takol. That's a case of bar. And in this case of bar, Rav Huna is mechalik between kosher adam and nikshar me'elov. Kosher adam is kind of the dlil, so he's chayef for his bar. Nikshar me'elov, he wasn't kind of the dlil, so he's not chayef for his bar. That's Rashi's mechalik in the Gemara. Taisus is chaylik in Rashi on several counts, but we're right now we're focusing on. Taisa says, just because the Mishnah is talking about Adi Aduye, Tanigal threw the dil at somebody. So Rashi's right that it's no longer a bar, because that's not a bar. A bar is Nisko, this is not a bar. But says Taisa, that's still not a reason to let the Baal Hadlil off the hook. Because it may not be a bar, but it's Eish. It's Eish. It's like Avnei Sakinu Masai, Shenichai Beresh Gagai, Benoflu Beruch Mitzuya, and they were Mazik Derech Yiluchim. Verse is in the first paragraph. That he's Chayim Mishum Eish. Because Maishna Eish, Koyach Hacham Uruboy, and this is also Koyach Hacham Uruboy, and it's Mazik Derech Yiluchai. So this is Mamisha, that's Chayim Mishum Eish. If the thing fell off, somebody left something out on the roof, a Ruch Mitzuya came, knocked it off the roof, hit somebody in the head, or hit a Behem in the head, So, or at Caleb in the head, doesn't matter, whatever it is, it was a mazik. So, it's chayav, al-seish, koyach hacham urubay. So this is l'chor, the same thing. Somebody put out a dlil, and either he put it out in Mokumaturfa, or he tied it into the tarnagel even more, and then the tarnagel went and threw it at somebody. So that's a case of koyach hacham urubay. My dlil, that's like my abnei sakino masoy. My bucket, whatever it is, my it was like Avnei Sakina Masoi. So the Dlil is like the Avnei Sakina Masoi. The Tanagel is like the Ruch Mitzuyo. So the Bala Dlil should be Chayim Mishum Eish. I tell you some Mechirach that the Tanagel has a din of a Ruch Mitzuyo. I mean, it's not like a Ruch Sheinu Mitzuyo. The Tanagel has a din of a Ruch Mitzuyo from the Gemara itself. Because the Gemara itself says that Idaloy Atzne Hainu Idaloy Atzne Peshehu. What do you mean? Why are you pesher? Because the tanagel is going to come in and drag your dlil off to where it might do damage. Right? You left your tanagel, you left your dlil out in the open. So obviously, why are you pesher? Could be toisa shitosim. Didn't leave the dlil. Rashi learned you left the dlil pesher, who means you left the dlil in the shisarabim. Shlicha the shisarabim. So then I don't know if you're pesher because of the tanagel. Maybe you're pesher because you left your dlil in the shisarabim. But Taisus learns that you left the dlil, not necessarily b'shus rabba, but b'mokum atufa, you left it out in your front yard where Tarni will get to it. And the Gemara calls you a Peshet. That's a Taisus effect. So, and the Gemara calls you a Peshet. So you see that the Tarnagel is a Ruch Metzuyah. No, if the Tarnagel is a Ruch Metzuyah, so there we are. The Dlil is the Avner Sakina Masai. The Tarnagel is the Ruch Metzuyah. So that's exactly, and the Tarnagel throws it, and it's Mazik Derech Yiluchai. It's exactly analogous to Avner Sakina Masai that we're Mazik Derech Yilucham, with the Ruch Metzuyah, Yechai Mishum Eish. So therefore, it says Taisus, so why does the Mishnah have to, why does the Gemara have to transition? Just because the Gemara decided the Mishnah is talking about Adi Aduye, why is that a reason to think that Rav Huna is not going on the Mishnah? Yeah, the Mishnah is talking about Adi Aduye, that's true. Otherwise, you wouldn't have Chatzinezek over here. It must be a case of Tzoros. So the Balatanigal is Chayav Chatzinezek of Tzoros. But Rav Huna still could have a point. The Mishnah says that the Tanigal, the Balatanigal, pays the whole Chatzinezek. Maybe Rav Huna is going on the Mishnah. And Rav Huna is saying, that's only where it was Nikshim Elof. So the Balad Lil put it away safely. The Balad Lil, Nikshim Elof means also that it was Atzne. So he put it away safely. So the Balad Lil is not Chayev at all. The Balad Tanagal has to pay Chatzin Nezek by himself. Masha Enkein, in a case where it's Koshri Odom, where the Balad Lil tied it onto the leg of the Tanagal, and for that matter, if you left that out in the open, the Chor would be the same thing. The Balad Lil is Peshaya. So then, the Balad Tarnagel will be Chayiv still, because it's his service, but he also has a Shutuf. The Balad Lil is also Chayiv Mishum Eish. So we'll divide up the Nezek between them. So why can't Rav Huna be going on the Mishnah? That's Taisus Kasha and Rashi. So Taisus answers that Tenechanami, could have been that way. But Rav Huna is mashma that Balad Lil Chayev, that Kosher Odom Chayev means Kosher Odom is Chayev the whole Tashlumen. And on the Mishnah, that's not true. Even if it's Kosher Odom, he's not Chayev the whole Tashlumen. You also have the part that the Tanagel pays, Aseres. So you'll have to divide it between them. So therefore, if Rav Huna would have said it differently, if Rav Huna would have said, Loi Shonu Elo Nikshim Elo, Aval Kosher Odom, that the Kosher is also Chayev. So that could very well have been going on the Mishnah. But that happens to be not where Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said, Kosher Odom is Chayev Lagamri. It's Mashim, the Balad Tarnagel is not Chayev at all. That doesn't make any sense. Even if it's Kosher Odom, so he's also Chayev, it's his Eish. The Balad Lil is also Chayev, it's his Eish, the Kosher. But the Balad Tarnagel is also Chayev, it's his Adi Adui, it's his Tzoros. That's where the Chatzinezek came in over here. So therefore, Rav Huna must not be talking about a case of Tzoros at all. Rav Huna is talking about a case of Niskal. So therefore the Balad Tarnagel is Potter Lagamri, because Ishbar will Ashorbar. Only the Balad Lil is Chayev. And then it's like Chayev Asbar, because we're not talking about Adi Yaduya, we're talking about Takola. Takola is a bar, and it's a bar, Miskagel, Bragel, the Bragel, the Hamer, like the Gemara says. That's the Tosis to read through the whole Gemara. Maybe we'll just read Tosis inside. It was helpful. Yeah, but Kosher Adam Chayev, people go, Pirish Bosa Denayach. Mishim Bar. Lav Dafka Kosher. Taisa says Kosher really doesn't have to be Kosher. El Golhecha Delay Atzne, Ki Kosher Domi, Ki Gomer, the Delay Atzne Peshel. Whenever the Gemara says Kosher Adam, says Taisa, doesn't necessarily mean Kosher Adam. It means that the Balad Lil could be literally Kosher. If it's not his Lil, it could be literally Kosher. But even if he was not literally Kosher, but if he's the Balad Lil and he left it out in the open, so Peshehu, and he's also called the Balad. He's also called the Balabar. And we saw Rashi was mashma not that way. Rashi's mashma has to be kainit. Okay, we'll have to deal with that. Ela maslisim v'adi aduye v'ari v'dlu hefker oid chavre oid chavre v'atzne. And the mission is v'adi aduye. And why is the Balad Lil not chayev? What happened to the Balad Lil? So adi aduye, very nice. But what happened to the Balad Lil? Taisus holds the Balad Lil. She also v'chayev as eish. Taisus says either it's a lul of hefker, so there is no Balad Lil, or it's talking about the chave, that the dlil belongs to somebody else, not to Tefker, and not to the Balad Tarnagel, but to somebody else. But he was matzniyat. So therefore the Balad Dlil is not chayev. Everything falls there from the Balad Tarnagel. V'chiyat mid Ravuna ba'al mitma. He explains, and why can't Ravuna still be going on the Mishnah? V'lei mesukma masnisin. The Koshi Odom, Ravuna can't, now that we said it's Adi Aduye, so Ravuna can't be going on the Mishnah. So Rashi said, because like Niskal Adam Bebeir, Tosh doesn't like that. What happened to Eish? But rather, the Koshi Adam Chayev Mashma HaKel. Koshi Adam is Chayev, is Mashma that the Balad Lil is Chayev everything. But the Adi Haduyeh Nami Chayev Balad Tanigal. But if it would have been, if Ravuna would be going on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is Adi Haduyeh, so the Balad Tanigal is also a player over here. So therefore, the Ravuna can't be going on the Mishnah. Ravuna is talking about a case of Niskal, so the Tanigal is out of the picture because Ishbar of Leshorbar. That's why Ravuna is not going on the Mishnah. You see the Tarnagel's Ruch Mitzuya, the Gemara says that if he was Lo Yasne, you're a Peshe, why are you a Peshe? Because you left it out for the Tarnagel. This has to do with the being kind of Lanva. This is a strong tie on Rashi. Why is Rashi? Rashi holds that once it's Adi Aduye, once we say that the Mishnah is talking about Adi Aduye, the Balad Lil is out of the picture. Maybe he made a bar, but the bar didn't damage anybody. The Tanakh threw it at somebody. That's nothing to do with bar. This has a very strong tie. Fine. Nothing to do with bar. What happened to Eish? Sabne Sakiru Masoy. Sheziku Beruch Mitzuyim. What does Rashi do? How is Rashi going to respond to Tosfos's hasag? Rashi seems to hold that the case of Lil with Adi Aduya is not like Avnei Sakina Masoy. It's not Eish. So it's an Achas David. Achas David says, that Rashi holds that the chiyuv of Eish, the Gemara compares Avnei Sakina Masoy Shenoflu Baruch Mitzuya V'Hiziku Derech Hiluchom to Eish, because my Eish is Koyach Acher Mu'urvoy, so this is also Koyach Acher Mu'urvoy. Says the Nachos Dover that Rashi holds the chiyuv of Eish with Koyach Acher Mu'urvoy is only where the Koyach Acher just served to convey the Eish to the Mokam HaHezek. But the Hezek itself was done by the Eish. It wasn't the Ruach didn't do the Hezek. The Hezek did was done by the Eish itself. So the Lizana term, that's a Hezek, that's called Eish. The Chiddush of Koyach Acher Mu'urvoy is that the Koyach Acher, even though the Koyach Acher conveyed, the Eish didn't go on its own. That's really the chiddush. You can use the koyach acher mu'urvoy. You're still chayev, even though it was koyach acher mu'urvoy, as long as, but your eish was mazel. And likewise, by Avnei Sakina Masoy. So the wind knocked them off the roof, but then they fell on their own weight. They didn't fall because of the wind. They did the hezek on their own. They fell with their own weight. We're not going to count gravity as a koyach acher. They fell under their own weight, so they were mazik on their own. So I needed the ruach to get them off the roof. So that's like koyach acher mu'urvoy. But the mazik itself, the Avnei Sakina Masoy, were mazik on their own. So that's called eish. That's analogous to eish. Now she'en came by the case of Adi Aduye. So this lil, it's only mazik because the tarnagel throws it at something. So it's mazik with the koyach. That's why it's sir. Sir is koyach. It's mazik with the koyach of the tarnagel. So, I mean, if the Tanakh didn't have a Dalil, it wouldn't make the Hezek. But the Dalil by itself is not the Mazik. The Dalil is only Mazik with the Koyach of the Tanakh. Says the Nachos David, Rashi holds that's not called Koyach Acher Mu'urvoy. Chachamuva is only with that, with the koyach, the ruach was melech the esh, but the esh was ma'asik all on its own. Over here, the shor did the ma'asik hezek. Did the ma'asik hezek with the dlil, but the dlil didn't do the ma'asik hezek on its own. The koyach of the shor, the koyach of the tanigal did the ma'asik hezek. That's nothing to do with esh. So melech you can't be mechayev al esh. And it's not bor because leniskalod them a bor. So the kids say there's no reason to mechayev the balha, the balaki. That's the answer. Answer of Nachas David, and the emes is that this Nachas David has smuchim in Rishayim. First of all, there's a gemara about Rasu Chavav. The top of Chavav and Aleph. The gemara there has a case in Le'achbar. The gemara has a case where people were making flax. So you make flax when you beat the flax. So there's all this na'iris. What's that word? Is Nairus and
shreds?
What?
Shreds?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a fancy word, but I don't remember right for a second. But anyway, all of the Nairus of the Pishton falls to the floor. So then some wind came and carried off the Nairus, and the Nairus was getting it into people's eyes, and it was mazik. I don't remember exactly how it was mazik, but the Nairus was mazik. So the world wanted to say it should be koichai, so much to know it's not called koichai. Not called koichai. Potter. I'm just going to read you the remark. Yeah, Devei Bar Ban Yumin, Devei Bar Merion, Braid the Robin, Kiavi Nafsi Kisno, and they would be Menapis, the flax, Kiavi Asla Rikso, Umaski Inshi. So the Rikso, the Nairis, would go and be Mazik people. Usul Kami Ravino. They came to Ravino and said, what's that locha? So he said, Yipotter, even Yipotter, it's not called Kaichai. Because Ziku the Kamamtiva, it's the wind that blew it. So it's not called Kaichai, it's not the Kaichai of the person. The wind that blew it. So it's not, there's no Chiyuv, there's no Chiyuv. So the Rishonim asked, Tosfos asked, one second, what happened to Avin? Why is this any different than Avin Sakina Masoi, She Nichon Rosh Gagai, Venoflu Beruch Matsuyah, and that's Chai Mishim Esh. For me, it's not Kaichai of the person, but why weren't they Chai of Alst Esh? Taisus says a cryptic answer. Taisus answers, it's glad to see the Taisus inside if you have a chance. It's Chavav Amalav, towards the top. So Taisus says, Va'imari, the Leidomi Leish, the Ein Chayiv Mishum Eish Ela Kesha Osa Ha'odom Esa Eish Levadoi, the Chsiv Ha'mavir Esa Be'eiro, the Lois Yu Ha'ruach, the Achaka Chaylechas Al Yidei Ruach Mutsuyo. Eish is where you made the Eish, and then the Eish was Ha'ilach Al Yidei Ruach Mutsuyo. That's the Chiv of Eish. But here, Aval Hocha, Ein Oisil Avadei Kol Iker, he himself didn't make this damaging Riksa. El Gadei Ruach, the Lab Ruach Le Havei Raksa Azla Kol Iker. Without the Ruach, the Raksa wouldn't move at all. It would just fall on the floor. Number one, it's very not clear what the difference is. The Eish wouldn't move at all either without the Ruach. Chayim means that maybe the Eish already would move a little bit. The Eish, it's already Eish that moves, but it wouldn't move enough. So the Ruach brings it farther. But over here, the racks will just fall to the floor. So Mela, that's not even cool that you have a Mazik. You don't even have a Mazik till the Ruach comes. So the Ruach makes the Mazik. That's what it sounds like. He says, by Eish, the Eish, you made the Mazik. Just the Ruach is Melech. By the Raksa, you didn't make the Mazik because it wasn't a Mazik till the Ruach came and moved it. So the Mashal over there asks, he says, what happened to Avner Sakinu Masai? The Tosfos Kasha was from Avner Sakinu Masai. Avner Sakinu Masai also was not a mazik. At Avner Sakinu Masai sitting nicely on the roof, and then the Ruach came and was mapulut. So why is that any different? Why isn't Avner Sakinu Masai? What's the difference between Avner Sakinu Masai? If Tosfos would have asked from Eish, okay, so Eish is called a mazik. It's already moving without the Ruach. Then the Ruach comes and takes it further. So I hear saying him by the Raksa. The Raksa would just fall on the floor. But Avner Sakinu Masai without the Ruach also couldn't go anywhere. Taisus asked the Chatchila from Avner Sakina Masai. So what did Taisus answer? So Mashas says that by Avner Sakina Masai, you went and put it on the roof. The Bevakim with the roof could be mapalit. So you did a maisa putting it on the roof. That's called that you made it. I don't know exactly how he says it, the Lashon, but he says the idea. He says there it's called that you made the Shem Mazik of Esh. But the Esh couldn't go anywhere. You know, so you put it on the roof, but it hasn't even get to the floor. So that the roof could do. Hashem in the Raksa fell on its own to the floor. You didn't put the Raksa out in the place where the roof's going to take it. You were just bashing around this Pishton, and the Raksa fell out on its own and fell on the floor, and that's not called that you made a Mazik. The distinction is somewhat obscure. But that's how Tosfos Miyashim. The other Rishonim say, the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina, they're in Bava Basra, they answer that the difference is that by Avnei Sakinu Masoi, the Avnei Sakinu Masoi only need the Ruach to get off the roof. But then when they fall, they're Mazik on their own. And the same thing, the Eish, it just needs the Ruach to get to where it's going. But once it gets there, it's Sarif on its own. Mashenkin, the Raksa, without the Ruach, the Raksa is not damaging. If you just take a piece of raksa on a windless day and you drop it, it just falls straight. It doesn't hurt anybody. The only reason why it's damaging is because it's being blown into people's eyes. It's being blown into people's faces. It's being blown into people's machinery. So it gets into their computers and stuff. So it's the ruach that makes it a mask. So that's already called. That's not called ruach. That's not called koyach afem u'urboi. That's called the ruach itself is doing the damage. It's mamish, the same distinction as the nachas davids. This Rashman of Yoyno, they have that this the they mamish say the sword of the Nachas David, and it comes out very nice. Tosfos Lishitosa, Tosfos who asked the Kashrut and said a different teretz over there, which we don't exactly understand. But Tosfos says this other teretz obviously doesn't hold from this distinction. Tosfos Lishitosa in Agamar, he's taka chaylik and Rashi, and he says that the dlil should be like Eish. I guess the dlil is like Avnei Sakina Masoi, right? The dlil by itself also not going to hurt anybody. It's only going to hurt somebody because the Tanigal threw it. I mean, cause I guess somebody could trip over it, but that's not what happened. So the Tanigal threw it, so it's only with the Koyach of the Tanigal. So that's, you see, Tosfos held that that's also called Koyach Acham Urubai. So the kitzur we have here a fundamental machlekes between Tosfos on the one hand, the Rashban Rabbeinu Yoina on the other hand, and according to Nachas David, Rashi holds like the Rashban Rabbeinu Yoina. What's the gather of Koyach Acham Urubai? Tosfos holds Koyach Acham Urubai could be even that the Ruach together with the Eish make the Hezek. The Ruach together with Avnei Sakina Masoi, the Ruach together with the Dlil make the Hezek. And the Tanagal is the Ruach, so the Tanagal with the Dlil, they make the Hezek. That's called Koyach Acham Urubai and that's Eish. Whereas the Rashban Rabbeinu Yoina and Koyach Nachas David, that's the Pshat and Rashi, they all, that's not called Koyach Acham Urubai. That's called the Ruach is Mazik. The Ruach is Mazik, you're not Chayef, it's not your Ruach. Koyach Acham Urubai is where the Eish was Mazik. The Ruach conveyed it. That the Eish was Mazik on its own. The Avnei Sakina Masoi were Mazik on their own. So then you have then you can say Koyach Acham Urubai in the conveyance. But if the Ruach itself did the Hezek, or the Tarnavil itself did the Hezek, that's not called Koyach Acham Urubai, and then there's no Chiyuv of Esh. There's another Mokka for this also in Rishonim. The Shita Mekubetzes later on, Daf Samach, brings the Ra'or, says that Avnei Sakinu Masoi, so what would be if you had a case of Avnei Sakinu Masoi, where the Ruach came and knocked them off, but it was a very strong Ruach, it was a hurricane or something, and the hezek was also partly because the force of the ruach banged Avnei Sakina Masoi into somebody's nose. So he says that chelik of the hezek couldn't be chayv. That's called the ruach's mask. You chayv with the ruach knocked Avnei Sakina Masoi off the roof, but then the Avnei Sakina Masoi fell under their own weight. So that's a chiyuv esh. But with the ruach itself was part of the mazik, he says that's not called the chiyuv esh. It's part of the same svara. This ra'ah is the same svara as the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Nachas David. So that's one mahalach here to the Midrash of Rashi. There's another answer. That's in Tosfos Rid, here in the Sugyim. It's kind of the inside, maybe. And you can't say anymore that Kashi Adam is Chayev. Tosfos kasha. Kedeprishus b'madur kama. The chayven the sheni ovid maisa. Botla hadramosi shel rishon. Chayven the sheni ovid maisa. The tarnagol or the bala tarnagol. He did a maisa hezek over here. Adi adui is called a maisa hezek. Not just a hechsher of a bar, a kri of a bar. It's a maisa hezek. So botel hagramosi shel rishon. So the rishon's out of the picture. Could say maybe he means like we saw in like Lenachas David. Maybe he means it's not called koyach hachamur, but it's called ruch the dal hezek. Doesn't sound the way. Doesn't sound because that's a sort of eish. Koyach hachamur, but he's only with the ruch didn't do them. Wasn't the meshiltof in the maisa hezek. That's a svar koyach hachamur, but. It doesn't sound like he's saying a svar koyach hachamur, but knows. That's a svar when you talk about ruach. So the ruach, if the ruach did the hezek, there's no bala ruach. So if the ruach did the hezek, it's not called koyach hachamur. There's no chiyuv avesh. It doesn't sound what he's saying over here. He's talking about when now we have a ruach. He's talking about you have two people who could be chayiv. You have the bala dlil and the bala tarnagol. So he says, since the bala dlil, since the tarnagol is ovid maisa. Nothing is the tarnagol himself was ovid maisa. The bala tarnagol was ovid maisa by his. It really comes to the same thing. The bala tarnagol has the chiyuv for the maisa that the tarnagol did. Since the tarnagol was ovid maisa, the tarnagol did an explicit, an overt maisa hezek. So the butla hagramosi shall rishon. How are we saying a general svar that? The Rishon, the Balad Lil, what he did was a hagramosi shel Rishon. He did a grum. He did a pshia that set the stage for a hezek. That's hagramosi shel Rishon. So now whatever gnezek will come out of his grumma, I mean grumma or his potter, but here since it's his mamon amazik, and he was peshay and allowed his mamon amazik, his bar to be mazik. So that's hagramosi shel Rishon called shechsharti. That if you're machshir the nezek, so you're chayef to pay for the teshlum. But here, fine. So the rishon he set up a whole hagramosi, set up a whole machinery that makes him responsible for the nezek. The tarnagol then went and did a ma'aseh hezek overtly. We did a pifeirush ma'aseh. The tarnagol went through the dlil something. So that eclipses the hagramosi shel rishon. Once the tarnagol does have a fairish, an overt maisa hezek, so I don't look at it anymore. That you know, bala dlil, he provided the dlil, and then the tarnagol provided the force. I look at the tarnagol went and was mazik. Yeah, he grabbed the dlil that was available, and it's the other guy's fault that the dlil was available. That doesn't matter, since there was an overt maisa hezek from the bala tarnagol. So all of the hagamosi shel rishon is out of the picture. This is a big yisoid for Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says it a few places. It says later in Chav Beis, later in Chav Dalet, by Rishu Mishasa. Somebody was a shor, then somebody went and made the shor go and bite somebody. Instigated the shor to bite somebody. So he says also the Baal Shor is not chayev because the Mishasa. The ma'aseh of the mishasa is mevatel lahagamosi of the bala shor. I think this place is really, I think we'll worry about it more. We get to the sugis later of Gomel. And Kelev Shonot al Charora, it's Negev to those who also Misachseches. Right now we're just flagging it. But there's a big svar over here. The Tezvid is saying a whole svar that an overt Maisa Hezek eclipses all the grumest of Nezokin that they came before. Now the whole Nezek is Miyuchas now only to the Tanakh. Anyway, that might be Trad and Rashi also. We don't know. Why, according to Rashi, is the Nochiv of, is the Baal Hadlil, why, according to Rashi, is the Baal Hadlil not Chayim Mushim Eish? Maybe because they were with Tosfos Rid, rather. But the Tosfos writ that it's not called Eish because it's the Maaseh of the Baal HaTanya. Actually, the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi, I think, is more mashma maybe the other way, because, like the Nachas David. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't address Eish, he addresses Bor. He says, why isn't the Baal HaDlil Chayim Shem Bor? Rashi says, because Lo Niska Lo Adam Bor, nobody tripped over the Dlil. It's mashma Rashi, that Kilu, if somebody would trip over the Dlil, or if this would be the equivalent of tripping over the Dlil, then there would be a Mokam Mechayim of the Baal HaDlil. And the Tesakash is, what happened to Eish? So if you learn like the Nachas David, that Eish is not relevant because it's not called Karechachem Urba, it's called the Ruach Did the Hezek. So then I understand Rashi is not addressing Eish because Eish is, it's not a case of Eish. Eish is Karechachem Urba with Eish did the Eish was Seraph. There's nothing here that was Seraph. It's not like Avnis Tekinim Asoi where the Kayv of the Evan was Mazik. Here the Kayv of the Tanagul was Mazik. So Eish is Mandoch HaShmei. Rashi's, but Bor might be. Rashi, no, Bor would be somebody tripped over the Dlil. Nobody tripped over the Dlil. They got hit in the head by the Dlil. Getting hit in the head by the Dlil is not called Bor. That's what Rashi says. But if Rashi thought like the Tosfos Rid, that the Maisa Hezek of the Shor eclipses all of the Chiyuvim of the Baal HaDlil, so then what does he need to swear? Like Niskal Adam Bebari, and somebody would be, so to speak, Niskal Bebari, if getting hit in the head would be called Bor. He should have said something else. He should have said, since it's an overt Maisa Hezek of the Baal HaShor, so Bot Lagar Masu Shlemishin, so it's not Eish and it's not Bor. Maybe Rashi Lashon, I think it's more mashma like the Nachas David's approach. But Kalpanim, it's good. We have to know that Tosfos Rid has this other svar. Bot Lagar Masu Shlemishin. Rashi and Tosfos Shitosim. We were earlier on Testament Beis. You Testament Beis on what's the basis? Yeah, Testament Beis. Where is a case like this? Somebody was meiser an eish to a cheresh shayt of a kodem. So the Machlekes of Yerichon Mishlokish, what's the case that he spotted? What exactly did he give to the Eish? He gave them a Gacheles, or he gave them a Shalheves. Mishlokish says the only spotted he gave them a Gacheles. But if he gave them a Shalheves, then he's Chayev, because the Cheir Shoyt of God is not able to watch it. If Yerichon says he's Chayev, he's spotted even if he gave him a Shalheves. So the Machlekes says, why is he spotted if he gave him a Shalheves? So the word says, because tzavsu de cheresh ka goyim. Tzavsu de achizu. The achizu of the cheresh was goyim de hezek. So therefore the bala ish is potter. The bala shalheves is potter. So what does it mean? What's the svar tzavsu de cheresh ka goyim? So mechalek is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi on Chav Beis says that the pshat is that Rebbe Yochanan ishim mishum chitzo. The end of Chabez on the base. And it's chitzov the cheresh. Because if Eish would be Maman Amazik, so it's my Eish, and there's no Shmir. But since Eish is not Maman Amazik, it's Koichai. So the Koichai is the Koichai of the Koich is the Koich of the cheresh. It's the Koich of the cheresh. Taisa says, Testament Bay says that he's potter because it's Leiboria Zeko. It's not so clear that the Cheresh Hayit of God is not going to watch it. It's not enough of a Pshia to be Mechayev. Pesach, Chabezin, and Beis also. The Emes Taisus asks on Rashi. Taisus says, why is it different than Avnei Sakina Masai? The Chayrish of the Ruach Mitzuya. The Chayrish of the Ruach Mitzuya. So I have a, it's my, here I have, that's just the Eishes. The Chayrish of the Ruach Mitzuya. The Chayrish can't watch it, so he's like a Ruach Mitzuya. So why is he potter if he gives a Shal Heves to a Chayrish? What does it matter? Sapta the Chayrish Kadarim. Sapta the Ruach Mitzuya Kadarim. That's the look. Even though the ruach was melech deish, I'm madlik deish. Ruach is melech deish, so I'm chayim. So here I was madlik deish. I was madlik the shalheves. I gave a shalheves to a cherish. The cherish is like a koyach hacham. It's like a ruach mitzuya. So why isn't he chayim? Was koyach hacham a rabbi? So Taisus learns that the cherish. Taisus answers that the cherish is not a ruach mitzuya. Ruach mitzuya is korv levadai. Here it's not Koyov Levadai. Here's the first time in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, since it's the koichi of the cherish, so the bala shall have his bottom. But the white guy is the koichi of the cherish. But it's like a ruch mitzuya. And the emes is here, the nachos dovid's not going to help us. It's very similar. Right away, you see that Rashi and Tosfos are the Shitosa. What's the Pshat in Rashi? But you can see a parallel between what's going on in Agamor and what's going on in Agamor. In Agamor, you have a dlil. Somebody put out a dlil. So the dlil is like Avnei Sakina Masai. The Shor was through the dlil. And Tosfos says, oh, that's Eish. That's Avnei Sakina Masai. The Shor is the Ruach Mitzuya. The Avnei Sakina Masai is the Eish, the Shor is the Ruach Mitzuya, so you should be Chayim and Shemesh. And Rashi says you're not Chayim and Shemesh. Maybe Bor, but it's Leiniskel Adam and Bor, but Eish is Mandoch HaShemesh. There you have a similar thing. The Shor in Agamor is like the Cherishayt of Kotten in Agamor. You gave a Shalheves to a Cherishayt of Kotten. The Cherishayt of Kotten then was Melech the Eish somewhere. So Tais says, oh, the Cherishayt of Kotten, that's like the Ruach Mitzuya. Then the Eish went and it was Mazik. So why over there? So Tais says, that should be Eish. And Rashi says, no, it's not Eish. Since it's Eish and Mishum Chitzov, it's the Chitzim of the Bala. It's the Chitzim of the Cherish and the Bala Eish is Potter. Who cares? It's the Chitzim of the Cherish. Let the Cherish be a Ruch Mutsuya. Why is it even called the Chitzim of the Cherish? Let's look at the Cherish as a Ruch Mutsuya, and the Bala Shalhevis. He put out his Shalhevis. I mean, when a person puts out a Shalhevis, and a Ruch Mutsuya comes in his Meilchit. So it's also Chitzim. It's Chitzim of the. We don't say, oh, well, it's the Chitzim of the Ruach. We said that's called the chitzim of the Bala Eish. That's the Nekoyach Hacham Rubai. That's the Tchun of Eish, the Koyach Hacham Rubai. So over here, the Chereshayt of the Kotten, he's the Ruach. The Shor is the Ruach. So, what we want to do is whatever we answered for Rashi in Agamor, we'll use for Rashi in Agamor. So that depends. The Nachas Dovid's Eitz for Agamor is not going to help over there. And Nachas Dovid's solution for Agamar was that over here you can't say that the Shor is like a Ruach Mitzuya, because Ruach Mitzuya only works when the Eish is Sarif on its own. The Ruach just brings the Eish, then the Eish is Sarif on its own. Hashem over here by the Dlil, the Tarnagel throws the Dlil, so it's the Koyach of the Tarnagel. That solution is not going to help over there by the case of Masrach L'Cherishayt Devkotin. There is Taka fire. It's Taka fire. The fire is Sarif on its own. The Cherishayt Devkotin just brings it to the place where it does the damage. So the solution, the Nachas Dovid solution for Agamor is not going to help for the Rashi over there. If Rashi held like the Tosfos Rid, in Agamor maybe it's not so much for Rashi, but if Rashi held like the Tosfos Rid, then we would have a solution. Tosfos Rid says we have an overt Maisa Hezek that eclipses Hagamosu Shalishim. So there you have, by the Ruach can't say there's an overt, the Ruach's not a person. Well, you have a Cherishayt of a Kotten, the Cherishayt of the Kotten didn't overt Maisa Hezek. He was a Melech L'Shalhevis. That's Tzap to the Cheresh Kagorim. That's what Rashi means, L'Chor. That is Chitzuv Shal Cheresh. Why do you mean Chitzuv Shal Cheresh? Why isn't it the Chitzuv of the Bala Shalhevis? And let the Cheresh be a Ruch Mitzuyah. because that's what Tosfos is mechadish. That when you have when a person does a ma'isa hezek, even though he uses the wherewithal that I provided, the ma'isa hezek is meyuchas to the person who did the overt ma'isa hezek, and not to the fellow who set up the hagramos, and not to the hagramos shel rishon. Not doimet to ruach. You can't say, well, it's the chitzim of the ruach. The ruach's not a person. The ruach's not a mazik. The ruach is so that's called that's esh. That's called hagramos shel rishon. The ruach is just part of the hagramos shel rishon. But then when I have a person, it doesn't matter, he's not a Bar Chiyuva, but what does it matter? Well, Maisa, he's a person. The person is doing an overt Maisa Hezek, so but Lager Masa Shalish. Since this. So it's just called the Cheresh. Cheresh is Kiyosira, so the Cheresh was Maisa. That's Saps of the Cheresh Kedor. And Taisla Shitosan. The parallel is very nice. Rashi l'shitosfei, Pesach l'shitosfei. Maisa and Tosfos, I have a horror. I have a lot of Gemara in Tosfos. Taisa says the shor is like a ruach mitzvah. How does Taisa know that a shor is like a ruach mitzvah? He brings the eichach. What's Taisa say eichach that a shor is like a ruach mitzvah? From the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, itol yatzmei p'sheil. The raya that Taisa brings is not so simple. It's not so self-evident why it's a raya. The Gemara that says that idloy atzmei pesheihu, the Gemara is talking about niskal. The Gemara says it in the Havamina. The Mishnah is talking about niskal before we knew that it's adi yadui. So we're imagining a case where a fellow left a dlil out in the Mokum HaTorfa. A tiny girl came and schlepped it into the shusharabim, and then somebody tripped over it. So that the Gemara calls pesheihu. So that apparently is motzi, that the tarnagel should come and take the dlil from the mokum atur for the unguarded place and schlep it into the shusharabim. That's a ruach mitzuya. He said peshei the balad dlil should have foreseen it. That much Taka says in the Gemara. Taisus though is talking already about a different case. Taisus talking about a case. Taisus going after adi yaduya. Taisus talking about a case where somebody left out a dlil. Tarnagel came. And the tarnagel got it wrapped around his leg, and then the tarnagel shot it off and it hit somebody in the head. And Tosfos wants to mechayev the balad lil as the eish, because the shor is a ruach mitzuyah. The tarnagel is a ruach mitzuyah. Who says that that's called motzi? Who says that that's motzi? That the tarnagel should drag the lil to a different spot. Okay, that's motzi. It's miskalgo, like bar miskalgo. But that the tarnagel should take the dlil that somebody left out, and he should shoot it off as a projectile. Who says that that's called the ruach mitzuyah? So okay, that's a terrible kasha. Taisa didn't think it's chaluk, but lechera. Why is this any different than Chayr Shaita V'Kotun? By Chayr Shaita V'Kotun, the Balesh Kointer Yechen is Potter. And Taisa explains why is the Chayr Shaita V'Kotun not like a Ruch Mitzuyah? Taisa asks him Chavez, why is the Chayr Shaita V'Kotun not like a Ruch Mitzuyah? So Taisa answers, because it's not Korv Levade that the Chayr Shaita V'Kotun is gonna take your fire and spread it somewhere. The Ruch is his Korv Levade. The Ruch is Korv Levade that is going to convey the Ish. Chayr Shaita V'Kotun is not Korv Levade that he's going to convey the, he's going to, it's a lesson in Taisa over there. Yeah, it just says, not Korv Levade. So the same way the Chayav Shlita B'Kolton is not Karv L'Vadei that it's going to be that it's like a Ruach, that it's going to be Moyach Deish. So it has to be Karv L'Vadei. So who says it's Karv L'Vadei that the Shor is going to be Adi Aduye? Maybe it's Karv L'Vadei. The Shor is going to drag the Tanagel is going to come and it's not a keep saying Shor. Maybe it's Karv L'Vadei that Tanagel is going to come and is going to drag the thing into the Shishrab. But it's Karv L'Vadei that's going to be Adi Aduye. That's what you need. You want to treat the Tanagel as a Ruach Mitzuyah, then you need there should be Karv L'Vadei that not only the Tanagel should schlep it, but there should be Karv L'Vadei that the Tanagel is going to schlep it and he's going to shoot it out with an Adi Aduye. Who told Tosfos that that's true? Maybe that's not true. Maybe that's not Karv L'Vadei. If it happens, the Balatanagel is Chayiv, because for that you don't need Karv L'Vadei. If your Tanagel is Mazik, I don't need Karv L'Vadei. Right? My Shor is Mazik. It doesn't have to be Karv L'Vadei that my Shor is Mazik. It's going to be Mazik. We can only Karv L'Vadei for that. But for Ruach Mitzuyah, you need Karv L'Vadei. To be Chayiv for Eish with the Ruach Mitzuyah, it has to be Karv L'Vadei. The Ruach Mitzuyah is going to be Melech Deish. So who says Adiyah? Who says Adiyah? Do you? It's Karv L'Vadei. Then I would say even more. Who says it? Maybe it's not even Karv L'Vadei that Tanagel will schlep the glue. I think more says Pesheu. For bar, you don't need Karv L'Vadei. If I dig a bar, which is Rabban, the Shemani Me'olam, that has to be Karv L'Vadei that something's going to fall into the bar for me to be Chayav. I made a takol of Shisar Abim, I'm Chayav. That doesn't need Karv L'Vadei. Taisim Mechadesh that by Eish, Rabban Mechayav with an Eish with the root, with Koyachacha Me'ur by, so the Chiyav of Koyachacha Me'ur by is only if it's Karv L'Vadei that the Koyachacha is going to be Melechit. It's Mefurish in Tosfos. I don't want to get into the sugya there, but you look at the Tosfos of Beis and Beis, that bottom Tosfos. Tosfos Mefurish that it's that you only need Karv L'Vadei L'Madomer Ishim Mishum Chitzov. So if Ishim Mishum Chitzov, so you Mechayel as Koyachach Me'ur, but for that you need Karv L'Vadei that the Ruch is going to be Melchit. L'Madomer Ishim Mishum Emoin, the Tosfos reads in the Gemara over there. L'Madomer Ishim Mishum Emoin, it's like any Maman Amazik. Maman Amazik doesn't have to be Karv L'Vadei. It's Mefurish in Tosfos like that. Regular moment of mazik, a shora. I let my shora out and it's negeh a shora mut and it's negeh b'shus rabim, or a short time b'shus hayochid, or whatever it is, a regular b'shus hayochid. Doesn't have to be karav levade. Who's karav bar? Doesn't have to be karav levade. I'm chayiv for moment of mazik. It's a disapshir and I'm chayiv. So Tosfos says for if you hold ishim mishum, if you want to be chayiv, was koyachachem u'ur boy. As chitzov. One second, hold on. No, it's probably not sure. Maybe it's not sure. It's talking not sure. Tosfos says that you say. I'm saying it wrong. I'm talking misquoting Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say that for Koyach Hacham Urba Yinikar Levada. He says for Isha Mishum Chitzuv Yinikar Levada. Because there's a Gemara over there in Chapez. The Gemara says Lamanda Bitta Lamanda Omer Isha Mishum Chitzuv. Why you chayim when you're Moser to a. Whereas if you're Moser to a Chayyah Shaita Vakotan, you're Potter. And whereas I understand that if Isha Mishum Chitzuv. But if Isha Mishum Emoyne, then why are you Potter if you're Moser to a Chayyah Shaita Vakotan? The Gemara answers Safsa the Chayyash Kagaram, which according to Tosfos means that it's not such a terrible Shmir. No, let's take a look at it together. I'm going to just confuse you. Let's look at it inside, then it'll be more clear. The Gemara is a machlekes if Isha Mishum Chitzuv or Isha Mishum Emayna. If Yerachim says Isha Mishum Chitzuv or Yislachus says Isha Mishum Emayna. The maskana of the Gemara is that even if Yerachim agrees that Isha Mishum Emayna also. Mishum Emayna, but it's also Mishum Chitzuv. You can have either way. But the Gemara doesn't know that initially. So the Gemara says, Toshma, it's the middle of Chav Beis on the base. Hashalech HaSabir B'yad Chayar Shaita V'Kotun Potum Medini Odom V'Chayar Medini Shemayim. So it says that in Medini Odom you're Potum. So I understand why you're potter. Chitzov of the Chayashu. It's the Chitzov of the Chayashu. If the Chiv of Eish is as Chayt, whose Chayt is it? It's the Chayt of the Chayashu, not the Chayt of the Meshalech. Elam Adam Ishim Ishim Emaynai. So why are you potter? It's your Maman and you didn't do a Shmira. You lemos a Shayr the Chayashu to the Kotan Achanami the Lame Chayim. So my answer is that So that's the word is kasha. Why you potter if you gave it to a cheresh? Mele if it's ishum mishum chitzov. It's not your chetz, it's his chetz. If ishum mishum emayna, your mama, and you gave it to somebody, you can't do a shmir. So my answer is, itmer lo, amir shlokish mishmei decheski, alay shonu lak shemos le gacheles velibo. Av amosu shalay shal heves chay, nechnami, the ptur is only if you gave him a gacheles. And then the cheresh was malabit. You made it into a flame. So then, it's not called you gave him eish. But if you gave him eish, you take a chayev. Time of bori ezeko. If Yochanan Amar Afilu Shal Heves Potter, because Sov Aktsav to the Cheresh Kagorim. If Yochanan says no, even Shal Heves you Potter, because at the end of the day it's Tzav to the Cheresh Kagorim. What does that mean? Rashi says, well, that's what we were talking about before. Tzav to the Cheresh Kagorim. Mechayim had the mostly Gavzu Silsu Veshrog. You have to give him mamish the kindling and the fire and give him all the stuff to make to commit arson. So then already you're. And Yechayim. So what does it say over here? So Tosfos says, Chitzov the Chayashem. He's going on the initial Gemara. L'madam Ishu Mishim Chitzov, we understand that you're potter for what the Chayash does. Because it's his Chayash, it's not your Chayash. L'madam Ishu Mishim Emayno, then you should be, why are you potter for what the Chayash did? And the Gemara answers, because you didn't give him Mamash a fire. You only gave him a Gachelet, so according to Yechon, and you even gave him shalheves, but you didn't give him. But that's tzavs of the cheresh, which is not so clear what tzavs of the cheresh means. So it says Tosfos chitzav the cheresh. We'll go through first. We'll go through it slowly later. Teim l'ri ichashiv mesir the cheresh kiruch matsuya. Rav Yechanan nami mechayev. V'loy chashiv kiruch matsuya im kemak koshlei shloka shloi domi lemosu shari. Because Tosfos says, what does it matter if it's mishum chitzav mishum imoyni? Even if ishish mishum chitzav. So he's saying the chitzav. It's the chetz of the cheresh, not my chetz. So it's Tzvek Tosfos, let's look at the Chayosh as a Ruach. So then it's my Chayitz. You're looking at it, that's the Chayosh, that the Chayosh is a person and it's his Chayitz. Look at the Chayosh as a Ruach Mitzuyah. And I made a fire, I gave it to a Ruach, I put it in the way of a Ruach Mitzuyah. So that should be called my Chayitz, not his Chayitz. So Tosfos answers, skip a third line. The Lamadam Isha Mishim Chitzov Le Mechayev Ele Be'esh Yochel Hazik Ruach Mitzuyah Harbi Bekorv Levadei. Karv levade hezek ein chitzov. The man dom ishem ishem chitzov. You need to have karv levade. The man dom ishem ishem emoyn. You don't need karv levade. So the man dom ishem ishem chitzov. You need karv levade. So that's the gemara's cheshbon. Gave it over to a cheresh of the kotan. It's not karv levade. So if ishem ishem chitzov, I understand. I gave it over to a. It's not a ruch mitzuy. Ruch mitzuy is karv levade. Koyachacham ruch, but it's only if it's karv levade. So here it's not karv levade. But the man dom ishem ishem emoynoi. So then I should be chayev because I have. So then, it's his chayitz, not my chayitz. Let's look at him as a ruach. No, to be a ruach, you have to be karav levadeh. So the cheresh can't be a ruach. He's not karav levadeh. But the Maldam Ishim Ishim Amoyim. So fine, I have, it's my fire. That's the Gemara. This is my fire. I didn't do a proper shmirah, so I should be potter. So what is Gemara answer? So Gemara answer is according to Rish Lakish. It's good. You gave him a gachelis, so you did do a shmirah. And according to Rav Yochanan, gave him a shalheves. If you gave him a shalheves, so why are you potter? So Gemara says tafsir lecheresh kagar. And Rashi learns it means it's his chitz, it's his chitz, not my chitz. So Rashi learns, and he takaholz ishim ishim chitzov. Rav Yochanan takaholz ishim ishim chitzov. If it's mishum imoyin, it's not a teretz. He takaholz ishim ishim chitzov. Since it's ishim ishim chitzov, like the Gemara said initially, so tafsir lecheresh kagar. Meaning, it's his chetz, like the Gemara said initially. It's his chetz, it's not my chetz. Tosfos doesn't want to learn that way. Tosfos asks in Rashi, but we hold Yishim Yishim Moina too. Rav Yochanan holds Yishim Yishim Chisuf, but he holds also Yishim Moina. So Mela, why? So what does it help to say Rav Yochanan is that time Mela and he holds Yishim Yishim Chisuf, but Yishim is also Yishim Moina? So Tosfos answers, Elam Shul Kosovak Shalheves Leiburi Azeka Kamei Shor. That a shalheves is so much not bari hazeka that it's not even like a shor. You know, it's not even the bari hazeka of a ruach. It's not even called the lack of shmir. Let's say, you know, something like that. So kaponim, so I made a mistake before. You only need bari hazeka if ishim ishim chitzov. If ishim ishim memoini, then you don't need bari hazeka. If ishim ishim chitzov memoini, then you don't need bari hazeka. And Taisus holds that the maskan of the gemara is that ishim 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 chitzov and it's also ishim memoini. So Yitaka don't need the level of Bari Hezeka that you have by a Ruach Mitzuyah. Tosfos is different. Tosfos asks very well. If you needed Bari Hezeka, if the halacha of Yishim Yishim Chitzov, so then I don't know if Tosfos would have a kasha in Rashi. Yishim Yishim Chitzov, but a Cheresh is not a Chitzov. A Cheresh is not a Ruach Mitzuyah, because it's not Bari Hezeka. Tosfos holds, yeah, but Tosfos is not enough. Because we hold Yishim Yishim Amayinu also, even Rav Yochanan holds Yishim Yishim Chitzov agrees that it's also Yishim Amayinu. If Yishim is Yishim Amayinu, then you don't need that it should be Bari Hezeka. It doesn't have to be a Ruach. So therefore, Tosfos asks, you don't have to have Bari Hezeka, you just need a lack of Shmirah. So that says in the Gemara, that's a lack of Shmirah. The Tarnagol may take the Dlil. If he'll may take the Dlil, maybe he'll throw the Dlil. Tosfos holds that that's also not Shomer. It's a step, but it's a small step. It's also not Shomer. And Mimela. Taisus asks, there should be chayiv mishum esh. There's a lot of unfinished business here. I think I have to look at this Gemara also more carefully, and you should take a look at this Gemara. I think there's a makom here to see a machlekes Rashi and Taisus l'shitosan, but I think we have to build it out of the Gemara Chav Beis Medbeis. I see in the Gemara Chav Beis Medbeis, we have the feirish machlekes Rashi and Taisus. What's the pshat in Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan said, if you gave a shalheves to a chayiv shayit of a koton, so you pot. So Tosfos asks, let the Eish, so Tosfos says, if Ishim Ishim Chitzov, Tosfos, then I understand it. Ishim Ishim Chitzov, the Cheresh is not a Ruach, because the Ruach is Bari Hezeka, the Cheresh, you can't look at the Cheresh as a Ruach. He's not a Bari Hezeka. Not a Bari Hezeka. But Tosfos says, Tosfos, that's not sufficient. Because even though Rav Yochanan holds Ishim Ishim Chitzov, but he holds Ishim Ishim Amayinu also. That's the Maskan HaGemara, Ishim Ishim Amayinu also. If Ishim Ishim Amayinu also, so even if the Cheresh is not a Ruach, so I can't be Mechayev as Chitzov, but I should still be able to Mechayev as Momen, because it's the Shalheves is my Momen HaMazik, and I gave it over to a Cheresh who's not able to do a proper Shmirah. So why does Rav Yochanan say that if you gave him a Shalheves, you potter? So Taisa has to answer that the shalheves is even giving a shalheves is even less than giving a cheresh a shor. Give a cheresh a shor, you didn't do a shmir on it. Then you chayiv if the shor goes out. Give him a shalheves. Rav Yochanan holds that that's not called a lack of shmir. It's a dovah kosher, but that's what Taisa learns. So Taisa, but Rashi learned that the reason why Rav Yochanan pates with shalheves is because he holds ishim ishim chitzov. I don't know what Rashi does with Taisa's kasha. Rav Yochanan also holds ishim ishim emaynet. Any of them. I have to look around a little bit. But a kaponim, I think there's a mokum to cheshvan out that they're going to go to shitosim. Taisus holds that ishim ishim emayna at the end of the day. Ishim chitzav too, but it's also ishim emayna. So memela, even if the cheresh is not a ruach, I don't need the cheresh to be a ruach. Maybe he's not a ruach. He's not Boris Eich. I don't need the cherish to be a ruach. But I have a mum and a mazik. I need to do a shmir. The cherish is not a shmir. I just asked him a chadish that shall giving a sheva shall have us to a cherish somehow is not called a lack of shmir. So even not so bad even as giving him a shor. Shitosom says, look over here, and maybe the shor is not a ruach either, because I don't know if the shor is bori hazeka, that the shor is going to throw your dlil somewhere. He's likely to schlep it somewhere, but to say that he's like a ruach, that it's bori, that the shtarnil is going to come and he's going to project, he's going to throw your dlil like a ruach throws a davnish sakina masoi, that's not bori hazeka at all. So, but Taisa, where's the help? But ishim ishim emaynei too, and if ishim ishim emaynei. So for that you don't need bar hezekel. All you need is a lack of shmira. The tanus for sure is a lack of shmira. The gemara says peshehu. If you leave your dlil out in the open, you were peshehu. That means you weren't shomer your dlil. I don't know if it matters even at this point. Is the tanus likely to throw your thing? Not likely to throw your thing. You were peshehu in the shmira of the dlil. That's beferish the gemara peshehu. If you're peshehu in the shmira of the dlil, it's like you have moment, you have an esh, and you were peshehu in the shmira. I tell you, so you should be chay mishum ishoy. We see Rashi holds, I don't know how Rashi learns the Gemara at the end, the Maskana that Ishim also Mishum Emayne. But Rashi Lemaisa says the reason why Rabbi Yochanan partners by a Cheresh is because Ishim Mishum Chitzov, and the Cheresh is, and therefore it's called the Chitz of the Cheresh. I will let the Cheresh be a Ruach. Rashi doesn't address it. Maybe because maybe he's not Bar Ezek. Maybe he's not called the Cheresh, not called the Ruach. It's not called. Maybe there's some other Cheresh why a Cheresh is not a Ruach. Now, Kaponim, Rashi Lishitosoi. Yeah, the asked Rashi over there, what happened to Ishim Mishum Mayne? Any of that. But the Maaseh Rashi over there learns Beferish Rabbi Yochanan that since Ishim Mishum Chitzov, so you don't have to worry about the Mishum Mayne. It's Chitzov the Cheresh. No, if it's Chitzov the Cheresh, so here as well, it's the Chitzov of the Tarnagel. It's the Chitzov of the Tarnagel. I let the Tarnagel be Ruach again, calmer. The Tarnagel maybe he's not called Bar Hezekah. There's a Pshia and Bar Hezekah, two different things. The fact that you're Peshaya by leaving blue out doesn't mean that it's Bari Hazek, the Tanakh is going to come and throw it and throw it somewhere. Okay, we have to work this through. Again, I just realize now there's all kinds of stuff going on over here. But, Mr. Shem, hopefully by tomorrow, we'll work something out of it. But I think if we work through this Gemara in Chabez, welcome to Cheshvan out that Rashi and Tosfos have a Hasbara here in Rashi and Tosfos. At least I hope so. I think so. Okay. We'll see.